There's more at stake in these Israeli-Palestinian clashes than a spike in oil prices, according to Walter Russell Mead, the senior fellow for U.S. foreign policy at the Council on Foreign Relations, says governments could crumble if this violence isn't stopped soon.
You could see some of the governments friendly to the United States fall in places like Egypt or Saudi Arabia. That's what, and Jordan, that's what has the administration worried. And also, they feel we can't deal with Iraq until we've gotten some kind of stability between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
But Mead believes Iraq and Saddam Hussein still tops the Bush administration's to-do list.
Because they believe he is developing weapons of mass destruction and that he would put them in the hands of terrorists if he had the opportunity. And they think we need to nip that in the bud. They think that if you had a pro-Western administration in Iraq, you might be able to begin to stabilize the whole region and get the U.S. troops out of Saudi Arabia.
Mead thinks President Bush waited too long to step in, favoring a hands-off approach. But he says his reactions over the past week have been effective. Much of the hope for peace relies on Secretary of State Colin Powell's mission this week. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.